This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado lawsuits against the Trump administration are piling up. The count is now 48. Attorney General Phil Weiser says that's a sign the administration is, quote, not normal. Weiser said most of the lawsuits stem from the administration lowering or cutting off funds that Congress has allocated. According to his office, 29 of the suits have had early favorable rulings, though most are still in litigation. We are now officially into the winter season, which can mean challenging road conditions. CPR's Dan Boyce says the Colorado Department of Transportation has released a list of most common winter crashes.
Colorado drivers typically drive fewer miles during the winter months, according to CDOT. Nevertheless, about as many crashes happen in the winter as the other seasons of the year. The five biggest reasons behind winter crashes are excessive speed, lane violations, inattentive driving, animal-caused accidents, and following too close to the vehicle in front of you. CDOT says just having a four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle is not a magic pill to avoid winter crashes. Remember to slow down in icy conditions, brake sooner than you need, and increase that distance between your vehicle and the one in front of you. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC. And snow is expected across much of Colorado's high country through Sunday. This is especially true for areas above 8,000 feet. In Craig, rain and snow should start tonight. For Vail, snow is possible tonight, but more likely to start tomorrow. In Denver, snow likely Saturday night and into Sunday. And for the Springs, snow likely Sunday and just possible Saturday night. It's 11:06.